Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
I want to say hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world right now. I am Glovina Williams, and I am speaking to you from Accra, Ghana. I am in West Africa. I'm so excited to be here. It has been such an amazing experience for me. Oh, if you ever wondered if God is omnipresent, I promise you He is. He is so magnificent here on this continent and this country. I am telling you now that it is such an amazing place. It is such a welcoming, such a hospitable country. You feel welcome when you come to Ghana. I have had some amazing experiences. I've had an opportunity to travel places where my ancestors walked, some of them, for over 400 years ago. It is amazing to see and to feel. It is amazing to put my feet in the water where they once bathed before they were put on the ships. Oh, I was asked the question, where would I be if my ancestors had not survived? It's very thought-provoking. But I want to say to you today that no matter where you are or no matter what you may be going through, that God has a plan for your life. Yeah, it's a prophetic word from God, that God has a plan for our life, and He's affirming us every day to move in that direction. I want you to know that just as God did it for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God is doing it for you. Yes, great miracles are taking place in your life right now, even though you may not be completely aware of what's going on. God is working it out for your good. Maybe you've been broken, maybe you've been crushed, maybe you've been one that's been oppressed and felt like maybe you were not as good as those around you. But I want you to know that God is raising you up now. God is looking upon you with great love and great, great compassion. Again, I am Glovina Williams, and I am speaking to you and with you from Accra, Ghana, West Africa. Well, Glovina, why are you there? I'm here because God put me on an assignment. Yeah. I'm here with the host pastor of Apostle Albert Badu, and he is the apostle pastor of Standard Life Christian Center. I am also here with the gracious co-host, Pastor Betty Cerebo, from Italy and the United States of America. I have accompanying me here Reverend Latorsha Pallotti and Prophetess Judy Reed. Yes, we're here for the 2023 Annual Faith and Fire Conference. And you know their theme, listen at this, nothing shall be impossible. Don't you know that? That with God, nothing is impossible? We're also here to do seminars on the work of the ministry, to help to build up the pastors and the leaders of the churches here, to provide them with sound training and discipline. They're already disciplined, they're already trained, but guess what? God has given us a peace to impart unto them also. And then on Sunday, the 18th, we're going to have an impartation service. I am indeed honored to be in this great country. I feel so welcome here. I had an opportunity to go and visit the less fortunate. I mean, some of the really, really less fortunate. But, you know, as I was going there, as we were driving, the Lord had spoken to me by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know how you receive a vision from the Lord, an assignment upon your life, something to help you to further fulfill your destiny. And he said, I want you to sponsor an orphanage. And I immediately thought of an orphanage right here in Accra, which is the main city, which is the capital. I immediately thought, oh, it's the orphanage that we visited here the other day. And it was prompt within my heart and within my mind and within my spirit. I said, no, I want you to sponsor an orphanage on the outskirts of town, further out into the bush. No sooner than I was thinking about this, we went to a colony, a village. And in this village, they had an orphanage. Aha! I thought to myself, God, this is the open door. This is the opportunity for me to fulfill my purpose that you have given me to do. I'm excited about this. I'm excited about, you know, the coordination that it will take. You know, it'll take coordination. It'll mean getting things from the United States to this continent. It will mean having someone on the ground that can support and distribute. This entails a lot. But do you know, as the theme of this conference is, nothing shall be impossible if we only believe. And I have the belief. I have the belief. I really believe that God will enable us to do this, to minister to those that are less fortunate, to minister to those who may not have the opportunity or the resources that have been available or made available to us. I want you, no matter where you are, no matter what station you are in life, no matter what stage you are in life, I want you to thank God. I want you to thank God for what he is doing and what he has done in your life. I don't want you to take anything for granted, and I'm not going to either. I have seen some things that have made me really get on my knees and thank God again and again. Thank him for your health, your family, your eyesight, your ability to hear. Thank him for your intelligentsia. Thank him for the parents that brought you into this world. You can think of things to thank him for that I probably can't. But as we are building this bridge, and there are many other bridges that are built. I never want to sound like that I'm inventing something new, which I'm not. This is just an assignment that God has given me. And along the way, I've had to make some course corrections. I've had to say, well, I better do it this way. It's better done that way. But I'm still moving forward. And that's what I want to say to you about your life. Don't be afraid to make the course corrections that need to be done. Don't be afraid to seek advice. Let's humble ourselves and let's make those course corrections. Why? So that we can make this place, this world, a better place. Yeah. So that we can make this world a better place. You, too, have a call upon your life. There's a bridge that God may want you to build. There may be a path that God wants you to open for others to be able to come through with less effort. Someone has to pay the price. Someone has to go ahead, build a bridge, make a path, make friends along the way, make connections, get a network going so that we can begin to build bridges. Build bridges across to the next continent. Because we are God's children, and God wants us together, and God wants us to work together in making this world a better place. Yes, Yes. And I want you to know that as I'm sitting here in Africa, I'm thinking about you. You know I am. I'm thinking about you. And I'm thinking about what is the best course of action for us to take in the various phases of our life. I want to talk to the young people, the younger generation. I want you to begin to take responsibility to educate yourself. Let your education be like your, quote, job. I say these first 25 years of your life, young people, educate yourself. Focus on educating yourself. And as you're educating yourself, I want you to remember to be mannerable, respectful, become an even more trustworthy person. I want you to take on the responsibility to educate yourself. Don't only just finish high school. That's the first step. Go on and get your bachelor's degree. Move on to your master's. And then, if you're able and if you're bright enough, move on to the PhD level. You can do it. I know you can. And then as you begin to cross over the bridges, you are bringing with you your intelligentsia, your accumulated knowledge, your education, and you are adding to the success of God's world. I'm talking about this planet Earth. I want you to educate yourself so that you can lead others to greener pastures, so that you can contribute to the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. I believe you can do it. I believe you can do it because education really says this. It teaches you not to allow others to pull the wool over your eyes. That's an old saying, but it's a very true one. Then I want you to begin to work on yourself as an entrepreneur. You can own your own business. You can do it. Owning your own business, my beloved. I am here in Africa, and I'm looking at all of these young entrepreneurs. They're working hard. They're industrious. You've got what it takes. You have youth on your side. You have an abundance of energy. And now the question is, are you putting your energy in the right direction? Focus. Receive a vision from God. Begin to start your own business, no matter how small it is. Really what you need is what? You need capital, you need a product, and you may need people to work with you or to work for you. And when you come together collectively like this, you can move forward, and you can move forward at a faster rate. Yes, work on your education right now. I'd say up to the age 25, really work on educating yourself. It's very, very important. And then you can begin to accumulate wealth. Yes, you can begin to accumulate real estate. You can begin to take your family to the next level. As I had the opportunity to go and to see how the Africans were taken into bondage in the ships, and how they had to lay side by side on these ships with very little room, and how they were chained with chains and an iron ball. Even before they put them on the ships, if I could rewind for a moment, they were placed in a river with the chains on them and the balls. And I tell you, it wasn't easy because we walked down that path. They told us to take our shoes off so we could see what it felt like to walk on the ground without shoes and walking to a place unknown, a future unknown. I want you to know that as we did that, things began to change in our mind. We began to think about the hardship, what they went through to get there, but they made it. Not all of them made it, but many of them made it. And I say to you today, as you are walking on your path, you can make it. I want you to put your head up and put your shoulders, and I want you to put one foot in front of the other. You can make it. Whatever your station or whatever your stage or phase is in life, don't you give up. Don't you give up. I'm talking to special people today. What if your ancestors had given up? What if they had said, forget it, I'm not going any further? But they kept the faith. You must keep the faith. You must keep the faith. And you must study your history. Because if we don't study our history, it has been said that we will repeat the things that we do not know or learn of. I hope that today is being a blessing to you. I am in a new place because God brought me to a new place. I'm in a new frame of mind because God gave me a mind that surpassed what I ever could have dreamed of. So I want you to believe that whatever your goals are, God will help you achieve them. But I want you to protect your dreams. Don't just associate with just anyone. It doesn't mean that you think you're better than someone else. That's not what we're talking about. But begin to surround yourself with like-minded people, people that want to move forward, people that have a vision. Those that may be considering entrepreneurship, begin to seek out people that own their own businesses. You don't just have to have a, quote, job. But if you do, that's okay, because it can help you to finance your dreams and your visions. I'm not telling you to quit your job and start a business. What I'm saying is this. You can work and still have your passion fulfilled in the other hours that you have left. How do I know? I did it for decades. I worked a full-time job, and I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you that it can be done. I worked a full-time job, and I pursued my passion in the evenings and on the weekends. And now God is allowing me to live my passion. Use your energy wisely. Use your time wisely. And begin to look into how to start a business. Contact the SBA, the Small Business Administration. If you're in America listening to me, that government agency has things set in place to teach you how to start your own business. And so we can learn how to deal with the various scenarios of economic emergence. I want you to begin to emerge in the economy as entrepreneurs. Oh man, I love you so much. I'm all the way here in Africa, and I'm thinking about you. I am. I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about you, and I'm thinking about the unlimited possibilities that are within you. I'm thinking about God is your supply, and whatever you need, my beloved, I want to remind you, become aware that God is your supply. Become aware. Get the understanding that God is your supply. Get the understanding that the knowledge of God will bring your supply into fruition, into your life. God is your all provider. Yes, he is. He's there to meet your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And the truth of God is unlimited. Open ourselves up to receive the truth of God. I'm going to say something, even though I've talked about you starting your own businesses and things like that. Money's not your supply. No person is your supply. No place is your supply. And no condition is your supply. What is your supply? It's the all-providing power of Almighty God. God is your supply. So become aware of this. Get a deep understanding of this and knowledge of this. He is your supply. Yeah. And let's not procrastinate about it.
Let's get on it as never before. Oh, here I am in Accra, Ghana. My God, I can hardly believe it. When I wake up in the morning, I can hardly believe it. When I put my foot on the soil of Mother Africa, yeah, this is the motherland. And when I look around and I see all the abundance of food, oh, I see pineapples, coconuts, papaya. I even see the cocoa plant. It's like a fruit. And out of this fruit, they get the cocoa bean, and we ate it naturally. I didn't think it was going to taste so good, but it was so delicious. Yeah, I'm in the motherland, and maybe you can come with me next year because I'm coming back. Listen, I want you to know right now, this is a very fruitful country. Bananas, plantain. The soil is rich, the air is fresh, and they're still planting trees. There are trees everywhere. I'm really just giving you a picture of what I've seen, what I've experienced. And the young people, all the people basically, are so mannerable. And I went to church yesterday. I went to Action Chapel, where the Archbishop Duncan Williams is the apostle and the prophet. And I want you to know, when I saw the beauty of the people, oh my God, everyone was elegantly dressed. Oh my God, it fed my soul. It lifted my spirit. So I want you, my beloved, those of you that are listening to me, I want you, as you prepare to set your brand in, everything match with you. Not just the way you speak, but the way that you present yourself. The way that you present yourself. Let it all speak of who you really are. I know I'm sounding kind of sentimental today because I'm telling you, my heart and my soul is so full. I came back to a place where my ancestors left many years ago. And guess what? Africa is still standing, and it's standing strong. Maybe you can come. I would love for you to come with me next year to the motherland and to see the beauty, to see the people, and to experience the way they worship God. They're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're not ashamed. Even when you're in a cab, you're hearing sermons. These are young people. No matter where you go, God is being glorified. What an environment God has allowed me to be in. And I'm trying to share my heart with you because I'm overwhelmed with goodness. I'm overwhelmed with the love of God, the divine protection of God. And I want to thank you for praying for me. It is your prayers that helped to get me here. It is your support that helped to bring me here. As I am preparing to preach and to teach fire and faith, or faith and fire, knowing that nothing shall be impossible with God. Keep praying for me as I'm praying for you. Yeah, it's all right. And you're going to do well. I can feel it. Thank you so much for joining me today on this, my podcast, The Dr. Glovina Show. You know, we have over 4,000 listeners from all over the world. So I know all over the world, you're hearing my voice and you're hearing my experience. I've really comprehended some things while I'm here. I have a bigger picture and a bigger vision. You know, God has given me a vision to build safe and secure nations through raising up great servant leaders. And that's my discipline, leadership. That's what I love teaching. That's what I was born to do. So I want to invite you, think about it. Start putting some money away now and join me next year in Accra, Ghana. Let's come. Let's walk the road. Let's put our feet on the soil.
Let's enjoy. Let's eat out. Let's tour this country and let's bring our love and our strength to an already strong, welcoming, hospitable country, Accra, Ghana. God bless you. And I love you so much. And please, I want you to join me next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. Keep praying for me as I'm praying for you. God bless you.